This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said the department responded to a call of a suicide in the northern part of the county on Wednesday morning. When officers arrived, it was discovered that a minor female had taken her own life. There were no signs of foul play. It has been ruled as self-inflicted. The victim was 15 years old. Independence County detectives are investigating the theft of batteries from four buses at the Southside School District bus yard. The culprits have cut the cables and taken the batteries, but did not quite get away with all four. When checking the area, district employees discovered one of the bus batteries hung in the barbed wire exterior fence. Authorities say there is a suspect or two in the case, and it's under investigation. With the U.S. Postal Service bleeding red for many years, residents in rural America are worried that they might lose their rural post office because the post office will be cutting back. They've even considered closing 1 in 10 of their retail outlets. 179 of those that are being considered are in Arkansas. Here they are in this area: Amagon, Cord, Cushman, Fox, Grubbs, Guyon, Jacksonport, Magnus, Marcella, Oney, Rosie, Saffle, Sage, Sydney, Fida, Tupelo, Violet Hill, Waldenburg, Widener, Wiseman, and Witt Springs. A man that was known to bring cheer with his Christmas or holiday lights, Little Rock philanthropist Jennings Osborne, died yesterday. He was famous for those holiday lights, pork dinners, and political connections. A family spokesman, David Basil, said Osborne passed away Wednesday afternoon at a Little Rock hospital. It was heart-related. He constructed elaborate holiday light displays at his Little Rock home, alienating some neighbors, although many people would drive by in droves to see. They sued him, his neighbors. The case went to the Supreme Court in 1994. Osborne had to take down the lights. Then he went on to place them in the downtown River Market and also at Disney World in Graceland. He also provided tremendous pork dinners to fans before Arkansas Razorback football games, and counted among his many friends a lot of politicians like former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, current Governor Mike Beebe, and President Bill Clinton. A grievance hearing for a former field appraisal for Independence County Assessor Otis Fulmer lasted just over 3 hours last night. The committee heard testimony from the former employee, Ms. Jeannie D. Harrell, who was asking for her job back, her immediate supervisor, Greg Potts, and Assessor Fulmer. The committee also reviewed GPS tracking information that the assessor uses to keep up with the work schedule and the movement of the field appraisers. The committee decided by vote that Ms. Harrell's termination was not for an impermissible reason.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.